We worship you today, Lord. You are a great God. Come on, we just say you are a great God. We lift your harmony. Say, Father, you are a great God. We worship you, God. We honor you, Jesus. No prasakobo holy bahani. Lord, mighty God. Awesome God. Great God. You are great and awesome God. Mighty God, we love you, Jesus. We give you praise from the depths of our hearts this morning. Come on, there are people in church this morning. Come on. We've come to draw from the great and mighty God. We've come to receive of your greatness. We've come to receive of your grace. Of your mercy, we come to receive of your love, we come to receive of your abundance, and we come before you this morning, and we declare you are a great and awesome God, with full assurance, that you will bless us, transform our lives, that you pour freely into our lives, of your greatness. We worship you, God, we praise you, God. Our great and mighty God, there's none besides you. There's no one like you. There's none to be compared to you. Lord, we declare you are a great God. You are an awesome God. And we worship you and we praise you from our hearts today. Receive our praise, Lord God. Receive our praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. What a privilege to come before you. What a privilege, an awesome privilege to come before your throne and to call you Father. Thank you, Jesus, for that privilege. Thank you for your cross. Thank you for your cross. Thank you for your blood. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Are open today to receive from you. We are transformed in your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for healings taking place right now. Thank you for bodies lifted and yoke destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for renewing our strength, renewing our soul by your power and your spirit, by your word and your spirit in the name of Jesus. We declare we will not go back the same. We are changed. We are empowered. We are charged up. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. I believe God. Amen. Come on. I believe God. Will you please welcome somebody by your side? It's good to see you. I'm happy you're here today. I love you. You're welcome. I'm always happy to see you. I'm always happy. Past 2 weeks, I've always been excited coming to you, and I always begin to tell you that the Word of God is powerful, and that as you sit under the Word of God, you are changed, you're transformed, and that all you just need to do is to sit under the Word of God, just receive God's Word, and that it changes you. Amen. God's Word is all you need for your life. Come on, God's Word is all you need for your life. A revelation of God's Word, light from God's Word. You see, you can't do so much in darkness. I've told you this story before. Attempting to go do something outside the generator, there's no light, there's no power, so I had to go put on the generator. I took the keys and I was just, you know, going in the dark. And I got there, I was struggling to try to open the padlock and to get to do all that stuff. It was so difficult without light. And the thought for me was to go back inside, and I said I didn't want to go back inside, I'd rather just try. But it's so difficult to walk in darkness. You know, but when you have the light of God's Word, you see, you excel, you go forward, you will run faster. Hallelujah. And if you drive, you find that you're driving at night and you have a good light, a good headlight on your car. I mean, you're gonna be able to go fast. You're gonna be able to move. But when there's no light, you can't move. Everywhere is dark. And the light of God's word can transform your destiny. The light of God's word can change your life. It just changed from change like from black and white to colored. I'm telling you, when you see light from God's word, illumination, you see, oh, and then you're excited, and then you can go and you can actually be victorious. But in the dark, when you do not know, you're struggling. And so God's word is all you need. His word comes and gives us light, gives us understanding, and so we can go and win in our world. Amen. We are victors. Hallelujah. And I've been talking to you about this victory and about how to go about it. You know, when we started to talk about choose the right fight. And you said you have to choose the right fight, because if you're in the wrong fight, you no matter how hard you fight, you will never win. Come on. We talked about that for 2 weeks. They said if you're in the wrong fight, no matter how hard you fight, no matter how much you try, you will never win. You have to choose the right fight. You see, I don't know, I can't go recapping all that stuff. But the devil knows that the moment you begin to fight and you begin to fight the right fight, you will win. So he distracts you, he diverts your attention to all manner of things. So you say, this is the issue, that is the problem, it's my uncle, it's my brother, it's this country, it's this stuff. And so you are doing a lot of things, but you are never doing the right thing. Apostle Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Doing a lot of things, but never doing the right thing. You're never fighting the right fight. Never in the right fight. So, I mean, you want to win, and you're fighting the wrong guy. The guy that's holding the stuff against you is standing somewhere else. And so, if it's the fight of hard work, or bitterness, or anger, or whatever it is, you know, many a times people choose an easy target. You're going through stuff in your life and you choose an easy target. And it's so funny, people always choose the people around them, maybe even the people that love them. It's terrible. And you think, if I can, this guy is my problem. Listen to me. Many a times you could even think that this guy don't have a problem. Pastor don't understand. But I understand so well everything. But I've never looked at a man and said, this man is my problem. Let me tell you something else. Powerful, shocking, true. Never look at yourself and say, I have a problem. Your fight is not you. It's not with you, nah. I'm telling you. You see? Because you can begin to fight the wrong fight and begin to fight yourself. And begin to get angry with yourself. Come on. How many of you are not just... You say, Pastor, me, I'm not angry with anybody. I'm just angry with myself. I'm angry with all my mistakes and all my errors. Come on. I'm preaching now. I'm angry with myself. You begin to be angry with yourself. You're not angry with your uncles now. No aunties, no brothers. Not angry with anybody. But it's just me. I don't even know what's wrong with me. And you think you're fighting. You say, this is a good fight. If I can just beat myself. Come on, don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up. You have to know. You have to choose the right fight. I told you. You fight the good fight of faith. When we fight for our destinies, I also told you. When we fight for our destinies, we must go. We must go. We must achieve our destinies. We must be all that God has told us to be. We must do all that God has told us to do. And that it actually brings that in fact, the moment God calls you and there's a great destiny in front of you, the fight begins. The fight to actually achieve and be all that God has told you to be. Do all that God has told you to do. That the fight begins. Hallelujah. And then, unfortunately, believers begin to fight the wrong fights. They fight everybody around. They fight with wrong tools. Please, let me preach. Fighting with hatred and bitterness won't take you anywhere. Hatred and bitterness. Anger against men. It won't take you anywhere. The wrong tools. There's bitterness in my heart, and you're fighting with bitterness, with anger, and with even fighting with anxiety. If I can try. Beating yourself up is the wrong fight. All those are the wrong fight. And many a times we are caught in that place. No, you sit down. You sit down. Come on, I'm talking to real people. You look at where you are, and you look at where you want to be. And it's not wrong. When you know, you always have that place in front of you. There's always that in front of you. And you look at that, and then you feel that disconnect. I need to get there. And then you begin to look at it, and then you begin to find, what do I do? And then you say, this is my problem. This person, that person, that stuff. You never ever recognize that real problem, and it's the devil. And he's working against you. And how he's working against you, that's what I want to reveal to you. Because we are in another year. And we are going and we are all in a fight for our destinies. Sometimes we even begin to, I didn't mention this one this time. We begin to even work hard. We choose to fight fire with fire. I said this one last week. You can't fight fire with fire. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why people say that. There's fire raging somewhere. You bring fire and say, let's fight fire with fire. You're going to just make the thing worse. You have to fight fire with water. And I gave you a scripture to back that up. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. So what am I going to do? I'm going to get bigger horses and get bigger chariots? No, I'm going to pray. So they are going in this direction, I fight in the other direction. Because I can't defeat them here. I can't defeat them here. If I try, I'll fail. They already have an advantage over me here. His father is a senator. Come on. What am I going to do? I'm going to just show him. I'm going to walk out. And they will say, yeah, go ahead, show him. He will urge you. He will push you. He will encourage you to fight the wrong fight. Say, do it. Let me say, yes, go ahead, walk out. Because he knows that as long as you are doing that, you will never win. As long as you are on his turf, he will always find a way to defeat you. Yes, if you fight on his turf, he will win. His turf? No, he win. Here, in the flesh, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God, pulling down strongholds. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We talked about that. So you say, fight. You say, walk out. You even say, hate. Be angry. Let me tell you, we go stand against you. You sit down, you cook it. Man, guy, you're not going anywhere with that. That's the wrong fight. Calling 10 people and telling them about it and trying to do that is the wrong fight. As if it's not going the way I want to go, I sit back and I say, where am I not getting it right in my faith walk? Yes, the fight of faith. I'm beginning to show you now. The fight of faith is the believer's victory. Ha ha. That's what I want to do today. The fight of faith. My faith is the issue. Come on, my faith is the issue. My belief system is the issue. That's the issue, my faith. That's the real issue. The devil is not trying to take your money. He doesn't need it. Come on. Come on, if you've gone home, say amen. Even though it's early. I just want to check. The devil don't need your money. He's not going to spend your money. When the devil touch your money, come on, he's going somewhere else. He's going to your faith. Come on. Yeah, come on. He touched your money, guess where he's going to? Your faith. He touched your body and there's one swelling here and there's one pain here. Guess where he's going to? Your faith. That's where he's going to. So, do not begin to focus there, whereas your faith is going. No time to pray. No time to study the word. I feel bad. Feel depressed. I begin to question. Oh God, I'm going there already. I'm going to question my salvation. This question of my salvation. So, if you are saved, if you are the son of God, so if you are saved, if you are a child of God, why is this pain in your leg? Now I'm going to say, is God really powerful? Okay, no. Jesus, my mouth, Jesus. No, don't say that. Just say it in your heart. Say, I've not done anything wrong. It's just in my heart. You see. All manner of things. He touches this place, but he's going somewhere else. You know, pickpockets. You know that's what they do? Come on. Victims. Don't smile. Just be serious now. Well, the thing pay me. It pay me too. They got you. Yeah. It's hitting you here. Your wallet is leaving your pocket. But you are saying, oh God, now, careful now. Wallet has gone. He said, sorry. Bullet has gone. Your brother, but how they hit your hand? Your hand is not a problem. Imagine your leg. No, your wallet is going. They're touching one place and getting you somewhere else. And so while you are brother, the boss saying, okay, you must be able to do that. Somebody else is taking your wallet. You're going. Then you're doing, wrong fight. Immediately they match your leg, hold your wallet. Go. Thank you. God bless you. He said, no, madam, wait, sorry. No, thank you. Go. No problem. I know where you're going. You see, I know where you're going. Putting this person in front of me, putting this picture in front of me, and making me hate and walk in bitterness and anger, that's the wrong fight. I'm not going to win like that. You never win with bitterness. You never win with anger. You never win fighting fire with fire. You never win. But you always win with the word of God. You always win. So, you see, faith, the word of God. Take your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter number 6. So let's just begin from there. When the devil gives you a wicked boss, a wicked ogre, come on. He's not after your salary. He said, but the wicked ogre took my salary. When the wicked ogre took your salary, what happened? You didn't come to church for 2 weeks. You see where it's going to now. You're sure for 2 weeks. And why didn't you come to church 2 weeks? Because you're feeling sad. No, we've had it at the time already. And the people are going through stuff. They're going through stuff and they say, Pastor, I'm just going through a lot of things. Let me do this. When the boy broke your heart. What's the connection between your relationship and coming to receive God's word and growing in your Christian walk? Okay. You see, all the connection in the world. What are you talking about? That's my whole life. He took my heart. I don't have heart again. But you still mean boom, boom, boom. Check your chest. Okay, doctor, check. There's a heart there. When the boy broke your heart, 1 month, we didn't see you. They'll follow up. Hello. Hello, 2 months, we are looking for you. Kalabasambalaya. Ha. They're looking for you. Guess what? All the while, that 2 months, guess what was happening in your life? It was ravaging different areas of your life. Stealing God's word from you. Exposing you and finishing you there. But you won't know. Because you don't get, you know, you just say nothing's happening. It's not my heart that was broken. Pastor, you don't understand. It was so heavy. I couldn't just come. Guy, devil is stealing from me. When he touched that heart, he's finishing on that heart somewhere. I'm telling you. All right, I touched that one. Just some few yes, sir. Say yes, yes, true. You see, anything he does, he's not after that. Will he not marry the boy? Does devil marry the boy? No. He won't marry the boy. He's not interested in the boy. He wants to get to you. He wants to get to you. He wants to get to your faith. Listen to me. The Bible says the devil is a thief. It calls him a liar. The father of liars. But it also says that the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To steal what? And so I went and sowed the seeds. Some fell by the wayside. And the foul birds of the air came and took the word. Sowed the word. The word comes, it don't even get to you. Or the word, you don't even come to hear the word. The word is stolen. And when the word is stolen, you can't get the victory of that word. He's stealing the word. He's a thief. He's not stealing your house, your money, your car. What does he do with it? All those ones are to touch you somewhere else. He's stealing the word. Guess what he's stealing also? He's stealing your time to be with God. You say, I need this stuff. I need to do this. He steals your time. Now, you don't have time to be with God. If you, trying to find an example to give you here, if something happens and you don't now have time to be with God, to meditate upon God's word, and to feast on God's word, that's the devil stealing from you. Come on. You say, somebody says, Pastor, I didn't come to church. This one is a real one. They just where I just hung my clothes to dry. They just stole my shirts, stole my trousers. Couldn't come to church. I said, wear something else and come. You have the victory. Immediately, just wear something else and came to church. You know, just won the battle. He was after you. The devil said, I know it's the enemy. Pastor, I know who did it. He said, Pastor, I'm quiet. He said, who did it? He said, the devil. Wicked devil. Yep. But does he wear shirts and trousers? So when he stole the shirt, this is a real life something. I'm telling you, it really happened. It happened to somebody. When he stole those clothes and you were feeling bad about your shirts and your trousers, he stole. He didn't wear them. What did he actually steal? The real query, what did he actually steal? The shirt and trouser? Did he steal the word of God from you because you couldn't come around to hear God's word? Yes. Did he stay? Did he also steal a portion of your faith? Because now you are saying, if they can steal my shirt, they stole my shirt. I don't know. Can go gold? You are beginning to question. Did you start asking the question now? Yes. Somebody has to be smart too. Now let me tell you, if you want to do this thing, don't do this thing. Why did you go to church? I cook beans. I put the beans on fire. And when the beans are done, I go to the booth. I know that my cupboard does not have padlock, so they come and eat my beans. So your faith has gone up because you are afraid. After they say they stole my shirt and trouser, they can steal my beans. No, faith has gone. No event is just an event. He uses the event to touch you. I've told you that before. No event is just an event. He uses it to touch you. Somehow the person no longer has faith. So we'll come and say, the Lord is able. The Lord keeps you. Say, keep you. The shirt and trousers are gone. Amen, oh, pastors. Amen, oh. Faith has gone. He just stole from you. I say he just stole from you. Shirt and trouser? No. A portion of your faith. Gone. Eat it like this. You know? Small bite. They do that small bite, your bread. That rat in your house, they eat your bread. They say, that's a portion. Keep the bread there. Guess what happens again? After some time you come, no bread. Faith gone. Then you ask the sister, sister, what happened to you? Oh, nothing. She no longer has faith, nothing. Before long, you can't find her in church. Before long, nothing, entirely nothing. And come on. I've been a pastor for years. I've seen things in my life. I've seen all manner of things. I've seen people say, "Lakaposhwata, riakapapa, sweating to the core, bro." So I have music. I say, "Man, there, finish." I'm going somewhere. Later. Like me. Pastor, don't worry. I'll talk to you later. I'm like, Lord, take me home, Lord. I need to go home now. I'm telling you, the devil stole. Yes, that's the devil. They're eroding the faith small by small. In the faith, he says, when you pray, that you've been praying for it now. I've not been praying that prayer. But you see now, I say, so this, if you go for this 31 hour now, 31 hour. How many 31 hour have you even done? Say, I've been going for 31 hour. Say, but you have been praying, sir. Say, let me tell you, you have to relax. Say, use wisdom. So you pray. Sometimes you just relax. And you have to think. You say, think now. What do you think? Take some time. And you say, hello? Well, you say, I'm thinking. I said, I'm trying to think. Ha ha ha. He says, get wise. So the devil steals from us like that. And it can go, erode. The faith is eroded. Faith is the victory that you have. Take your Bible to First Timothy. Are you there? Let's go there now. Go there now. First Timothy, chapter number 6, right? Verse number 12. Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. What does it say? He says, fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy chapter number 6 and verse number 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Paul says, that's the fight of faith. That's the fight we are in. It's a fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. So if we are fighting any other fight, we are wrong. It has to be the fight of faith. And he says it's a good fight. It's a good fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. But you see, he says, fight the good fight of faith. So the fight that I have is a fight of faith. A fight to lay hold on faith. A fight to hold on to faith. A fight to keep my faith. I want to keep my faith. You see. Because he's after my faith. My faith is my victory. My faith is my victory. So, let me show you 1 John chapter number 5. So, I'm going to connect that and we're going to just begin to roll from there. First John chapter number 5. If you're fighting any other fight, you are wrong. Your fight is a fight of faith. A fight to grow faith. Come on, I said a fight to grow faith. A fight to synthesize faith. A fight to arm yourself with faith. A fight to use faith. I mean, that's your fight. Stand on your faith. In 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 4. Look at what John says now. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Look at this. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even... Come on, you see that there? Come on, let's do that again. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. In other words, this is the victory that overcomes the world. Come on, this is the victory that overcomes the world. And what did he say it is? He said our faith. So it is our faith that overcomes the world. So the devil is after that precious commodity called faith. That's where he fights you. Come on. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. See, our faith is the victory. I'm prepared to do a series, Faith, the Victory That Overcomes. I'm prepared to do that series sometime. Because look at what he said. He said, look, I don't know if you get the thing there. He said, this is the victory that overcometh the world. Our faith. Our simple faith in Christ Jesus. Our simple faith in his word is the victory that overcomes the world. Alala. I don't know. You know, you didn't get that. Listen. If you have faith as small as a grain of mustard seed, it has finished. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. He will do anything on this earth to hinder the production of faith. To hinder the flow of your faith. Say, this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. He says, in the A part of that, he says, for whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. Finish, done. You overcome the world. There's no issue anymore. There's no issue. He now tells us, the victory that overcomes is faith. So he says, faith is victory. This is the victory. Let's say if you could hold something, let me hold it. Let me try and hold it. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. So that's what he's talking about. He says, the victory is your faith. So with your faith, world overcome. Finish. No problem. So, if I now ask you, where should your fight be? Come on, I think I have a church. Is it not? The man should not be against a man or against some people. Don't be angry with me. I've not done anything wrong. I'm just telling you the truth. Thank you, the pastor. What has the pastor done again this time? You're wondering. I wonder mentally. Because I think sometimes it's just like easy targets. Just tell me against the pastor. Tell me against the pastor. You argue with me. The guy is supposed to bring faith for you. Bring food for you to develop and synthesize faith. You have to synthesize faith. But you're angry with the pastor. Sorry, not the pastor. You're angry with your brother because he didn't give you money. If he gave you the money by now, that's not faith. You see, on that ground, he can continue to win you. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Yeah. Come on. I'm not angry with my brother. I'm not angry with my auntie. I'm not angry. Guess what I'm doing? I'm synthesizing my faith. I'm growing my faith. That's what I'm doing. That's my fight. Anything that will stop me from getting the word, I fight. You see? Anything that will stop me, all the hindrances to my confessing the word, I fight. Because I told you, I've been on this, but I want to focus on it now. You write the confession, but you never have time to confess them. It's a waste of time. You have to write the confession. You said the confessions on Monday. Till next 3 weeks, you never declare who you are in Christ Jesus or what those things you want to say out loud to your hearing and then fill your faith with it. Why? You are in a hurry. You are very busy. Anything that gets you that kind of busy, leave it alone. It's the devil. I said it's the devil. You know what I'm preaching now? Warfare. And half of you will know that now. That's what I'm preaching now. That's war against you. You see? Jesus fought battles. He resisted the devil. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 9. He said, resist steadfastly. Whom resist steadfastly? He said, be sober, vigilant. Because your adversary is the devil. He says, moving around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Whom you should resist steadfastly in faith. Resist him in faith. Your resistance is in faith. You can't resist him by hard work. You can't resist the devil by hard work. This side is people in church. This other side, nobody in church. This side. I said you can't resist the devil by hard work. He said, I want to resist the devil. I want to work hard. Resist the devil, hard work. Ha. That never worked. Come on. You see, the issue with this is because after I'm done with this series, I'm going to immediately make it clear. People say, so pastor says it's not hard work, so let's sleep in our houses. Me. That's not where my fight is. I'm not going to take hard work over the word of God. I'm not going to take hard work over speaking the word of God. You see what I'm saying now? All right. You can't resist the devil in hard work. Jesus fought the devil. He came at him several times. And one of the times he came through Peter. And rebuked him. Said, this thing will not happen to you. What's wrong with you? Don't tell me about die, die. You don't die. I'm not saying die like that from your mouth. This thing will not happen to you. He was somewhere. Bible says Jesus turned to him. He said, get behind me, Satan. He don't survive the things of God. Resist him steadfastly in faith. That's resisting the devil. Come at you and tell you all manner of stuff, all manner of lies. The Bible says he's the liar. He's the father of lies. You have to resist him in faith. Not in positive thinking. He gets into your thoughts too. He gets into your thoughts too. He gets into your thoughts too. Take a Bible, let me show you that. I want to show you some areas. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. I taught this already. But I think you need to see it again. From another perspective. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Boy, I am just so blessed. So blessed. So blessed. Thank God I didn't hear lions. That's why I have one lion. That's the two of us are lions. My lion is red lion. Red lion can bite better than yellow lion. Thank God I didn't sew yellow lion shirts. Some of you just want to copy somebody. You know, last week I wore my lion. This week, you copy me. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Look at it. Paul says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You know, say war ahead. You see war. Yes. Let's go to war. And for the weapons of our warfare, they are not what? Carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Look at it now. Casting down what? Imaginations. And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the word obedience of Christ. So you are what? Casting down what? Where are imaginations? In your brother's uncle's head? Where are imaginations? In your thoughts. You are imagining here. Every imagination. Say, cast it down. He said, you bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Then he said, and every high thing, that's good, that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. He said, you bring it down. My brothers and sisters, it's easy for me to hate my uncle than to do this work. Huh? When I see a work like this, you can allow all manner of thoughts in your mind. You are a failure, you might not make it and everything. And guess what? At the end of the day, you now blame your uncle. Is my uncle have no blame? No. The person who is bringing those thoughts into your heart, those thoughts, those the battle of captain every thought. Come on, you, let me say this now. Let me try and say this nicely. You know what I'm talking about. You know the thoughts I'm talking about. You know the thoughts that hit you. They hit all of us. Say, so let me. He said, Lio, he throws those thoughts at everybody. You won't make it. He said, tell me you won't make it. This life, you are wasting your life. Say, continue wasting it. And I sit down and if you start to look at his point, he will be marked correct. Huh? The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, is the author and finisher of your faith. Once he can get you to begin to look in that direction, then bam, you are gone. He brings the thought. So now I have this thing in my heart about the fact that I'm just weak, and depression begins to come. You know that time you are sitting in your house, and then you drag small garlic, you put granite inside, you put 2 spoons of milk, sugar, no plenty, so you put 1 cube, and you just manage, and you drink the garlic, and you sit down, and you say you want to think, and the devil is co-thinking with you. You are thinking with him, and then he's telling you, yes, he says, let me tell you, you have tried. You have even prayed, but forget prayer. Come on, don't lie. Forget prayer now. Okay, now you have to be reasonable. So, you might not go far. You might not, really. Like in your family now, let's trace your family. You're not thinking. You are. And if God puts in my heart to call you by that time, you just see Pastor Ray. You don't know you are feasting with devil. God used somebody to come and break it. There is something. You not think very well. You not say you are thinking, bringing everything into captivity. Now, that part, now you are saying, hey, I enter. You see, it's a deep, tough work. But the work of being angry with somebody who is the reason for your failure, like your auntie who didn't give you 10,000 naira. Easy fight. You pick a fight with her easily. You can see her. Come on, it's easy to fight who you can see. Just fight her. Thoughts. The ability to keep every thought, bringing every thought, some thoughts, into what? Obedience. Guy, welcome to Christianity. Brothers and sisters, you can do I don't have a problem with that. We do that. I believe I do it very well. You must do that. But if you will not bring thoughts into captivity, we are wasting your time. I told you so. Huh? Thoughts, yeah. Your thoughts. He's throwing thoughts. Thought bombs. Have you said on your watch? You say your mother might just die now. What will you do? Huh? What have I done now? What do you want to see my mother die?
What about if they all call you now and say your mother is dead? Why would you react? And say, you that you don't even use to cry.
I did my own.
So you that you don't use to cry, we didn't even cry. Say, remember when your father died, you didn't even really cry. I say, but this time I said, I'll cry. You won't even know why he's answering, no? You are still answering. No, I'll cry. Yeah, I love my mother. Yeah, it's right. But tears, is it a proof of love? You're just close, you know. You are saying, tears, not a proof of love. But somebody cries, say, at least I know she's a kid. Wait. What's this? What am I taking? Where's all this going? Where is it coming from? Oh, get behind me, Satan. Resist him in faith. No death in my family. Shadabako. Do it now. Say that time. Speak in tongues that time. Rest your case and continue washing your clothes. That's fine. That's fight of faith. That's tough. But you allow it. You see, the devil couldn't stop. Jesus couldn't stop Peter from talking. Am I preaching? Jesus couldn't stop Peter from talking. You can't stop the devil from throwing thoughts. You can. He can bring any thoughts. He can bring it by your own thought because somebody can say it to you. Parents can say it. Anybody can say thoughts to you. Negative words. Are you still here? You couldn't stop the devil from talking through Peter to Jesus. There's no way you can stop that. So, see your fight. Your fight is to make sure when it comes, come on, you take it into captivity and bring it under obedience. Is he obedient? Nah, disobedient? Okay. I'm talking about the obedience in scripture, word of God, scripture, obedience. All right. Ah, thank you, Jesus. So, is this thought working in obedience to Christ? Come on. Is this thing true? Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are good reports. If there be any praise, if there be any virtue, think on these things. So, you might not make it. There's no good report there. What about if you are now involved in an accident and you now break one leg? Is there any reason to think about those things? Five thoughts. Come on. Five thoughts. Bringing every thought to obedience. That's battle. It's not easy. You say, it's easy now. I'll help you say, tomorrow he will start. It's not as easy as you think. He said, I win the battle of thoughts. No problem. We move. Guard your heart with all diligence. All of it are the issues of your life. Guarding your heart is... Guarding your heart is more government work than guarding your money. Guard your heart. You just turn to the left. Things just... downloaded. You just say, close your eyes. I say, can you close your eye and move around? Can you close your ear and move around? Jesus couldn't walk with earplugs. He wouldn't know when Peter would talk nonsense. Sometimes Peter would talk from inspiration. You are the Son of God. You are the Christ. Son of the living God. He said, correct. Flesh and blood. I have not revealed this to you. Not to the apple. Not shaking. Chop, knuckle, go. Next thing, the same guy. Why are you talking like you don't be saying you will die? You get behind me, Satan. You have to be on your guard all the time. He said, Pastor, I've been strong this week. I want to rest this week. Yeah, no time to rest. Guard your heart with a full-time job. Full-time job. Some of the nonsense are even in movies too. Movies. Some of the nonsense are in movies. Some of the nonsense are in news. You don't sit down and say, you're sharp. Wow. See, so the man, 18 tanker driver bent and died. He said, somebody can die. Janet, come, let me just be careful when you are going down. He just come. Finish. He just come. Boom. Hey, can come. It's work. See, I'm not going to do this. Guard your heart with all diligence. Part of it are the issues of your life. That's real work. Some of us are not ready for that work. We are ready to hate anybody and fight anybody in front of us. It's easier. Come on. It's easier to fight the person you can see. It's easier. It's easier to worship a God we can just carve. Go, carve and put it in. See, you see the God. You are seeing the God. You just say, I bow before your throne. We could be singing, bow before your throne. Worship at your feet. Bow before your throne. If I put something in front of you, I say bow. Yeah, bow before you bow. It's always easier to fight a physical battle than to fight a spiritual battle. It's always easier. So let's say that to put your shirt and say, we're going to fight today. That was not hard. Where would you see devil and push shirt to fight with? So that battle, you lose it automatically. If I can beat up these three boys, I have won. My life will be better. Guy, nothing makes the life better beating up three people.
Nothing. Come on.
Guard your heart. The Bible says, death and life, aha, are in the power of the tongue. That's another one. I'm telling you, fight areas of battle, no. Come on. Thoughts, captivity, imaginations, things that enter into your head. You see a picture. But, you know, you find out, you hardly, can I preach? Or should I? You hardly get pictures of yourself in a cool Jeep going to Lagos. Those pictures don't fly. They don't usually fly in the air. The ones that fly, it's bad pictures. Imagination, I'm talking about imagination. I've gone back to imaginations. You don't imagine. I mean, you have to consciously, deliberately decide to imagine positive things. But negative imaginations, you're just sitting down, you just see the picture. Come on. You know what I'm talking about? A picture of yourself suffering somewhere nameless. That imagination. Casting down imaginations. Negative ones, bring them down. Positive imaginations have to be worked towards, but negative imaginations flow freely. Grass can just grow in the place, but mango can never grow freely. Corn will not just come out, arrange themselves and come out. Why? It's a lot of work. Are you still here? So, do you see the fight now? You see where the fight is going towards now? I'm showing you your real fight now. Come on, are you seeing where the fight is going towards? You'll be fighting the right fight from now on. You'll be fighting the right way. Yes. Now you're fighting, knocking down imaginations, bringing the right imaginations. You spend time creating right imaginations, putting them in front of you. I see myself preaching in crowds. People are everywhere. I see myself receiving messages. I want to say, Pastor, I was so blessed from China. Receive your message. So blessed. I'm seeing myself say, Pastor, somebody just sent us a mail from China. You see our message online. Our website is working. I have to work that one. Oh. If not, the one that is dominant is your ministry is just nothing. You just not go anywhere. That's how you just do me. That one. That one flows really. I fight for the other ones. You see. Fine. That's the fight we're talking about. You see, hear what I said? I fight for these ones. That's the fight. You fight for them. They won't come. You won't just sit down and see yourself. Woo! It won't come. No, they don't come like that. It's bad ones that come like that. You have to fight for those ones. That's your fight. And you fight to always put positive imaginations in your brain. You can have, come on. Confessions. Can you fight to keep your confession, death and life? Look at your tongue. Can you fight to watch what comes out of your mouth? That's a fight too. If you're a believer and you want to really serve and you're really straight, this is important for you. You just say, everywhere else, jaga, man, if you go anywhere, we're not if you make an hour. I don't want to make an hour. I say, calm down. If I tell you that you just lost a battle, you just threw a battle away, you say, it's not just talk I talk. It's not just talk I talk. I found a devil tells you that is not a fight. He's winning already. Anytime I'm in this line, I always sing that song. I always come to that song and say, everywhere, jaga, poor man, suffer, nobody go anywhere. And it was the time I said it. I actually thought in that direction. And there was people against me and saying that it's a song. What kind of song? What kind of song? Okay, let me leave that one. Everybody will say, okay, when I stand down. What about this one? This I like this song. I'll break my heart. Say you love me again. Your boyfriend's in his house. Nothing has happened though. What kind of song? Who opens, he takes his pen and Bible and writes those kind of negative words, and you take your mouth and sing it. And you say, it's a song. Ah. I'm a fool for loving you. I'm a fool for loving you. You are not the boy that is, you have one. It's a real good boy. You are not a fool. Nothing has happened. Once you start singing, I'm a fool for loving you, break my heart again. It will soon happen. Just know. You are saying it. You say, Pastor, a song I'm singing. When I usually stay stop, I just say, okay, continue singing. Because I don't know why somebody wants to say. Most you say, it's the devil. I said, that is the devil. That's the devil. You say, I didn't see devil. Wait, how many of you think devil will come? You put on. Then I say, I'm the devil. You think that's how you come? You never come like that. I have to spend some time focus teaching you that stuff. You never come like that. If the devil is near you, brothers and sisters, you will know. Like that simple song you just put in your radio and put it. Say, I'm ready to FM. FM, continue. Our discussion today is what should is the girlfriend is bad and cannot do any good thing in her life. So call in and use you. Say, let me listen. Hey, let me listen. Hey. So let me tell you, I will, like me now, my girlfriend is okay. You know, say, hey, in your mind, say, I'm just listening to FM. You are listening to devil. Say, it's a discussion program. Yes, devil is discussing with you. Devil discuss with Jesus now. He put him to one side. He put the devil inside Peter. Took him. Carry him to one side. I spoke to him. He said for private discussion. Private tutorial. To advise him. He's advising him private tutorial. Tutoring him on how not to do the will of God. Devil. But if you say, it's my friend that is telling me. Your friend. Devil. You see, you fight everywhere. I mean, the battle is raging around you. I keep saying this. Battle is happening around you every day. Every moment. Sometimes the battle is even happening inside church. As I'm preaching now, Someone say, where is the devil? He's next to you. He's saying, forget that when that pastor he talk. Forget that side. Let's see. Sing on when you reach out. That's the devil. Oh, God. That's the devil. I'm just telling you, that's the devil. So where is the devil? He stood at the door. No, he used to come inside. I mean, a lot of people don't understand. When I say that, I say, what do you mean by that? And he says, no, I don't. I don't. Fools talk. I don't listen. I'm not going to argue with a fool. Thoughts and imaginations, where does he throw them? Inside your head now. Where's your head right now? Is your head outside or inside? You could actually be sitting in this church right now and say, nonsense, pastor. All this pastor said that, and that's the devil right now inside this church. It's the devil. So when one of us is there, everywhere you go, like everywhere you go. I didn't say anything. I only said it's everywhere you go. The devil is there. You said anything you said in your mind. You can't travel and run away from the devil. You can't. Say, I will not tell anybody where I'm going to. Let them not go and know. It doesn't mean anything. Okay, but really, don't tell everybody everything about your life. That part is true. But, I mean, you can't run from the devil like that. Suppose we should tell everything. Let me just close. Don't worry, I have many things to do. I'll do it next week. Let's see. They put their whole life is on Facebook. I know what you ate yesterday. I know where you are traveling to. People even print their letter of invitation to do something somewhere in a place. They'll print, stop it, and put it on social media. Yes, that's bad. Because the devil can get into the heart. Yes, it's biblical. And devil entered into his heart, the Bible says. And Satan entered into his heart, the Bible says. After he took the supper, took Jesus' hand, after he just took it and ate, Now he's down the lines. Yeah, I've seen my bed. So I would say Satan entered into his heart. Judas Iscariot, I mean. Satan entered into his heart. He just said, I'm coming. Say, I'm coming. I want to go in peace. That's right. Guess where I was going to? Pharisees and Sadducees. Straight. See, then Peter and John are quiet. He never see peace come back. Jesus just didn't laugh. Jesus said, I know where they go. So they enter. So the girl is just on her own. Just saying, oh God, make my life still better. Make my life better. You just take your letter of invitation or a study, something you just got, and put it out there. She just sees it. It's a bother. Me, just make my life better. Why? Devil just enter into her hearts. Bah. Finish. She just bath, wear clothes, go straight to shrine. Finish. You now. You're not even, if I say, let's pray, you say, I don't have a chance. It's not there. Come on. Glory to God. Somebody get something today? I don't want to do this. I don't want to go on. Next week, we'll be here next week, right? So let's not just do I'll be here next week. The fight of faith is the believer's victory. Once, I'll go to Ephesians. I know, I'm not talking about Ephesians. Once you begin to put on the armor, once you hold on to faith, you are not trying to win. Immediately you shift to win. You're already winning. That's why, I want to do this, then I'll leave you. I'm going. I want to throw something here. For people like Sokomentu. Look at this. Paul says we wrestle. Not against flesh and blood. Right? He says, then John says, little children, you have overcome them. It's the same John that said faith just now, so don't miss it. I'm not going to throw it there. I'll clarify next week. So, Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers and all that stuff. He says, therefore, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And I haven't done all to stand. Stand therefore, loins girded with truth. He said to say all those things in Ephesians. We'll go there. Don't worry, I just want to throw this out for you. He says all that stuff. And that we are wrestling. And I told you, yeah, we are wrestling. You never asked me where we are wrestling, how we are wrestling with these principalities. Have we seen principalities to wrestle with? I was sitting there and I say, principalities and powers, I'm wrestling with you. It's not possible. But he says we are wrestling, but John goes to say, you have overcome them. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Immediately John says that, he gives us an understanding of what Paul was saying and the rest of that Paul was saying. Imaginations. We are wrestling there. We are wrestling to keep the confessions straight. We are wrestling for the right thoughts in our head. That's where our fight is. So that's what I said. Once we get that right, then once again, let me just read this one. Well, the devil is in a fight to keep you from truth, fight to drown you in sin, fight to cause you to question your salvation, fight to keep you from God's word. All those armor, all those things Paul said, those are the things the devil is fighting. He said, put on the helmet of salvation. You start to question salvation. It's possible. Once you start questioning your salvation, your head is gone. Exposed. He said, the breastplate of righteousness. Come, I don't mind me. I'm so eager to teach you this thing. I'll show you next week. I'll show you. He presupposes, Paul, that once we put on the armor of God, we're not. Now, the wrestling has finished. Once you can do these things, the wrestling has finished. Because he never now said, when you are finished wearing them, go and now start fighting. No. Nowhere. It is. So, the issue is the word. Is faith. Salvation. Righteousness. If the devil can drown you in sin, you can't pray. You can't do anything. Finishes you. The devil can do anything. You say you want to, we are going for outreach. You say, go and cook beans. That's the day you want to cook beans. Say, the beans is not done on time, so I couldn't leave to go for outreach.
Come on. Are you still here? So you see where your fight is at.
Come on.
We're in a wrestling match for our confessions, our thoughts, our words to align to truth of God's word. So, you choose the right fight. Come to choose the right fight. Then we need to know where the fight is going. No, that's your fight. Right, let's come together and fight the devil tomorrow morning. Come on. Are you still here? No. So after we choose the right fight, we need to know where the fight is. Paul, in that Ephesians, he lists the different things for us to hold on to. And tells us what they do for us. And once we can hold on to those things, the victory is sure. Finished. Hallelujah. Somebody blessed today? Come on, give God praise in the house.